I just got to a new place in my high.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just opened a new door.
Ooh!
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's in there?
A bed. You're listening to Wondering Jews with Josh and Roy. I'm Josh.
I'm Roy.
And on today's episode, we're going to get ripped from the headlines. We're going to do our 613 of the week, and we have a very special guest.
That's right, the incomparable Alex Z.
Oh, hello. I'm happy to be here.
We are thrilled to have you here, and we are going to be smoking some Nepalese this evening from the same dispensary wherein I procured the white cookies.
I'm a little frightened given last episode's results.
Yeah, white cookies kind of cleaned the floor with us, but I'm feeling Nepalese is going to be a little more generous. Nepalese is a sativa strain. It's also one of the Landrace strains, and it's supposed to be a lovely, happy, uplifting, energetic, and euphoric strain with earthy, flowery, and citrus notes.
You had me at Nepalese.
We're going to go and spark it up, and we'll see you on the flip.
Recently, we acquired a Peloton bicycle. Are you familiar with one of those?
Oh my gosh, yes. I want to know. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome to come upstairs and take a ride.
So are you on it? Are you loving it?
My wife is loving it, okay. And she's doing a lot of rides.
Okay.
I am doing less rides.
Okay.
Probably because I don't actually want to exercise.
What's the relationship you want with this bike? Are you comfortable with this bike just seeing your wife? If you're comfortable with your wife seeing the bike and you, I think everything's fine.
Yeah, okay. I'm into the bike.
What I go to, because I am a part of a cult, I am part of a gym cult.
You are?
Yes.
What gym do you go to?
Orange Theory.
Oh, you're part of that cult?
Do you have
I drink a tattoo? The Orangeade.
You
I don't
do.
Have a tattoo. I don't have a splat tattoo. Uh-huh. If you did an Iron Man, would you get an Iron Man tattoo?
I would not.
You have no tattoos.
I don't have tattoos.
You're, yes.
Because
you're
I don't
pure...
have... There's nothing that I'm really passionate about enough to get a tattoo.
And that's valid. That's valid. You feel like you would need to be passionate. And you can't imagine the passion you would feel for an Iron Man be enough to be like, I am going to tell the world I did an Iron Man. Now I feel terrible because I know people that have Iron Man tattoos. And it's not that I'm talking shit about Iron Man tattoos, but...
No, Iron Man competitions are crazy.
I can't imagine doing one. I would probably feel compelled to get one tattooed on my forehead after I did one.
Alex, you don't know the story, but I lived in Hawaii for a year.
Okay.
And my wife and I, we traveled to the Big Island. We had no idea that it was Iron Man. And so we're just going there, and we go to this resort, and we are drinking lava flows by the pool.
Oh, that's what you do!
And everyone else at this hotel was doing Iron Man, and they were so buff at the beginning, and then emaciated at the end. And we were just, like, drinking, and they were all sunburned as hell.
That is so much dynamic behavior in such a contained space.
I
like,
know,
the exact opposite ends of the species are going on right there.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean?
And
I love
hole.
It.
I think you're insulting me.
I'm not, though. Because
no,
I'm
man,
not,
she's calling you the diversity of species.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Yeah, because who's to say that I'm celebrating them more? They're the ones crossing the finish line like they're dying.
When we come back, let's get ripped from the headlines.
Well, I think it's a good time to ask the question, hi, are you?
Are we doing, is it a metric scale or is it imperial scale?
You can use whatever scale you want, the Josh scale.
I would say like a 7.
Out of?
10.
So you're using a 10-point scale. Alex Z, what about you?
You know what? If we're I'm feeling strongly about that too. I feel like 7 is a good place to be sitting. I feel very high, but I'm happy to be here and I'm engaging.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
7 is like a good functional, but really feeling it.
Roy, how high are you?
The like sheep in me wants to say 7 just to be part of the group. And then like the shepherd in me wants to like have nothing to do with those expectations. I would say I'm a very good and happy level of high. Where I was like 10 minutes ago was at a higher level of high, which is good because now I'm a little more functional.
You know what would be a good scale to gauge that, to completely change it up, would be a color-coded, like, forest fire scale, where red is like the, you're awkward at a party, you want to get home, you might have forgotten how to use your phone.
Because
And then Green is like, hey, maybe like a Matthew McConaughey kind of vibe. Hey, like an all right, you know? And right. just jamming.
Yeah, okay, I like that. I like that scale better.
Oh my God, you guys, this is so embarrassing. I just realized I'm going by the Orange Theory, like, heart rate zone color coding. That's so bad. I'm convinced it's a cult, and we're just going to, like, get our marching orders from the CEO, like, buzz through our heart rate monitors, and they're going to just raise the garage doors, and we're going to go, like, marching off the treadmills, just
amazing.
Doing whatever her, like, dirty business is. It's terrifying. I'm so mortified.
I'm a little concerned we may get sued. Because I want to make it very clear that I do not believe Orange Theory is a cult.
Josh is indemnifying himself right now.
I'll change it. We can just edit it out and I'll say it's like a sorority.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
So we could jump into some headlines.
Yeah, I think it's time for some ripped from the headlines. Ripped. 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 Ripped.
From
the
headlines. So according to one of the cannabis news sites that I read, Americans for Safe Access, which is an advocacy group that fights for medical marijuana patients' rights and has since the very beginning, they are old school. They came out with a sort of state of the states report card. They gave Michigan, which is a new program, I think a B? Did I say a B? B plus? B minus?
A B plus.
A B plus. That's very generous. And then they gave Oregon an A minus on a host of factors, medical access and ease of access for patients and protections for patients, quality and product safety for consumers, and ease of navigation of the market, all of these different factors. So Oregon got an A-. I thought it would be a cool opportunity to hear a little bit about the Oregon weed scene as it is these days in the 2019 5779 holla holla. Alex, you grew up somewhere else. You've got some thoughts about it.
It's not just that I grew up someplace else, because the reality was you could always get weed. Honestly, my parents' weed was the worst weed that I ever smoked. Like,
I
don't know where they were copping it from, but it was like dry and it was seedy and that was desperate times. Right. So it's shocking what it's like out here now. I would say it's like candy stores, but you don't see that many candy stores anymore. For anyone that's like that hasn't had the opportunity to be around here yet, everyone that works there is so stoked to be at work and
like
have a job.
Fucking blessed.
It's wonderful when people visit from out of state. I have a lot of people that I know that bring their elderly relatives to come in and check it out because they just want to check it out. And they
can't believe.
They don't think that they're going to get anything. And then they get into this really beautiful conversation with some interesting person behind the counter that knows exactly what recommendations to make.
Right.
And they want to be their guides to make themselves feel better. So they spring for a few, you know, packages of gummies. And then next thing you know, like, Aunt Gladys is just having the time of her life. I can't believe how inexpensive everything is.
I want to tell you something. The weed for this show, 2 half-gram joints and a gram joint. I got all three of those joints with tax for $18. So it's worthy of a shehechianu v'kimianu v'higianu l'zman hazeh amen that we arrived to this point in time. A lot of us fought very hard and people continue to fight very hard to turn over these stupid fucking backward racist bullshit marijuana prohibition laws because they're the worst.
Alex, do you like going into those stores? Because that's not how I like to buy weed. It's so polished. It's so...
You like to go over to somebody's apartment and just sit there for 90 minutes and make terrible conversation.
You're so right about that. And that's something I actually haven't reflected too much upon, because there are some times where, like, I've spent all day schmoozing. I really don't want to go in and, like, have a whole thing. So, you know, you just hope that people, like, read your body language and just answer your questions and you're in, you're out, you're done.
Right.
Like, thank you very much. But it was a really intimate experience I would have, where you've got, like, a beeper code or something, and then they show up and your choices were indo or outdo.
I think the best job is the person who checks your ID. All they have to do is just sit there.
That is really cush. I've never thought about that.
Yeah, I think that's the job I would want. A job where I just sit and look at people and judge them. Best job.
It's also like the very, very earliest days of this industry. It always cracks me up when, like, every fucking 90 minutes somebody is coming out being like, we're going to be like the Starbucks of weed. We're going to be like the Walmart of weed. Can you even legally operate in all 50 states? If you can't, stop comparing yourselves to companies that can play at that level, much less like internationally. We're in the equivalent of like 1994 in the internet. You get 10 hours of internet access on a disk, and then you're like, what am I going to do with 10 hours on the internet?
You could download one photo.
You remember this?
Do you think it'll happen faster now? Do you think that now that certain ceilings have been broken
Absolutely.
Through that... Okay.
Yeah, I think federal prohibition is going to end in 2021 or 2022. Well, that's the headline I have.
Well, that's a good headline.
And I encourage people to check out Americans for Safe Access online. Go check them out. I don't know what their website is, but it's easy to find. So easy, I could probably look it up now, but I won't. So you motherfuckers can just look it up.
When we come back, it's our 613 of the week.
Hear me! Oh, hear me! All pay heed! The Lord Jehovah, has given unto you these 15... Ten commandments for all to obey.
Each week, we take a random number generator, and we pick one of the 613 mitzvot in the Torah, and we talk about it, and we learn about it. So let's see what number we get this week. It's number 68. I think it's good to have something sort of so low, because it's almost in the top 50.
And it must be pretty relevant.
Number 68, Exodus chapter 24, verse 27. Thou shalt not revile God, nor curse a ruler of thy people.
So this is an interesting one.
Before you rip it to shreds, let me just tell you what Maimonides' list says, what the actual commandment is.
Do tell.
Not to blasphemy.
Right. No blaspheming.
Roy, what does this actually mean?
Setting aside that this is a hard one for me, because I tend to blaspheme quite regularly, this is sort of like not using the Lord's name in vain, but it's really more of like not attributing blame to or like hating upon your God, but at the same time, a ruler of thy people. Like, I don't know how to define that.
Oy. I mean, it leaves a lot of room. Well, part of me feels like, again, what God, why are you so sensitive?
Right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because, you know, someone had to be the first person to take the Lord's name in vain.
Right.
And they realized they were not, you know, immediately smited by right. a vengeful Lord, right?
Right. Well, why did the priesthood feel like they needed to make it such a big law that they had to control people's natural tendency to do this? You're attributing everything that was good in the world that is happening to God. And God is all powerful, then why would you not also contribute all that is bad? And is that the same thing as cursing?
If you're creating all of the glory, it's not just the sunshiny days, it's the...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not a fan.
No. And I'll blaspheme it, okay?
Yeah. I will.
I'll do it on the regs, okay?
But when people say blaspheme, afraid. They usually mean like saying like, God damn it, or something like that. But I don't even understand how that's blaspheming, because you're not damning God in that phrase. You're asking God to damn something, right?
You're commanding God more than, is that where the sin exists?
Oh, like telling God what to do? This is a confusing one.
Yeah, you know, thinking about God confuses me. I have a hard time with it.
What created everything? Like, if you go back to like the biggest questions, the thing that precedes everything that we think we know, what was before that? What created that? I still think that there's a fair notion to say, like, an intelligent force created the beginning that unfolded this crazy web of things.
But do you think that thing cares if you blaspheme it?
No, I don't.
Yeah, neither do I.
No,
yeah.
I don't. I think if that thing wants to have a direct relationship with me as a lowly human, then it should accept me for all the faults it knows I have. And one of those faults is blaspheming.
When we come back, it's the return of the Yiddish phrase of the week. High holidays are coming up. And all the synagogues are open too. They're pretty militant about having tickets for the high holiday services. In the past few years, this is maybe the reason why I haven't told my rabbi about this podcast yet. Is that we've been sort of sneaking another family into the family service. I'm sure one of the 613 is not sneaking people into high holiday services.
I bet you it isn't. It's obnoxious because every other time of the year, they are begging us to come to the synagogue.
Right.
Yeah.
And the one time where we all agree we should go to synagogue, they're like, oh, where's your tickets?
Yeah,
it's like,
let everyone in.
It's like those shitty bars that have covers on New Year's Eve. On New Year's Eve, it's like $20 to get in.
I also feel like the ushers who kind of check the tickets, they're the problem.
That's the opposite of the guy checking the IDs at the dispensary.
Absolutely. Who volunteers to be the bouncer at a synagogue? The other thing I don't like about the high holiday services, you know how there's like special prayer books? And they always like sort of have them, but then they have the regular ones too. And they like kind of keep the regular ones out just for the, like the folks that don't come all the time. So they grab the wrong book.
But why? Why do they even just
give
them
the option?
Yeah,
put the other ones away. They should just paint like lines on the floor so you know exactly what to do. Make it like IKEA.
Are you ready to sit, stand, sit, stand, sit, stand, kneel?
Yeah, why don't they just put them in a back closet somewhere?
Yeah, they should. Yeah.
It's on a cart on wheels?
Yeah, it's like on the cart and they just like it's all right there. You don't really know what you're supposed to do.
Why do they put it out if they know it's the wrong book?
They're just not good at theater, you know, and so and they don't realize that the High Holidays is theater and they need a real house manager to like get rid of the programs from the previous show and to like set up the concession stand.
You are so
you're
onto something here.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're so right.
We should create an event management company that just manages high holiday services.
Oh my gosh.
Holy
no, nobody take nobody that's listening can take this idea. This is our idea. Trademark.
So Alex brought a book and she's gonna tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you about this book I have called Yiddish Wisdom, Humor and Heart from the Old Country. It's a lovely book and it's just got a whole list of different Yiddish phrases. This is a wonderful one that really does have the Yiddish rhythm to it. As men batziert, abazem is euch shein. Dress up a broom and it will also look nice. I could absolutely hear my grandmother saying that to me.
Oh my God, who can't?
I could imagine that would have been if she had lived long enough to see me like, get all tarted up, that she would have come up with something like that.
Something like this. Dress up a broom and it will also look nice?
Or it could have been like, dress up a broom and it'll also look nice.
Do you have another one for us?
Sure, why not? Jeder Eisel hot lieb su hern wie a line hears it. Every ass likes to hear himself bray.
Oh my God. This is the one for our times. Every ass likes to hear himself bray. Holy smokes, that's a good one. You know, it's kind of boggling to the mind because we've advanced so much technologically as a species, but like as a species, we have advanced not that much.
Yeah, every single one of these is still
100% accurate.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what wisdom is, I think. It just boggles my mind when I think about like the fact that my ancestors, not that many generations ago, maybe 3 or 4 at this point. I mean, my ancestors are mostly German Jews going back to like the 1600s. I think it would boggle their mind how different my life is to their life.
Going back the generations, they could have never imagined whatsoever.
Right?
They would hate us.
They would hate us.
We deserve it.
Fair enough. This has been a wonderful, wonderful dive into some of these phrases. I look forward to future episodes and hitting this book some more. Well, I want to say thank you for a really fun episode. A special thanks to Alex Z for joining.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been an honor to have you here.
It was really fun being here. Thank you so much. I hope to have the opportunity to come back sometime.
Damn Skippy.
Yeah,
and thanks to the dispensary for these wonderful J's. Real winner.
Really appreciate all the emails we were getting. <It's>
really... Can you even keep up?
Yeah, it's tough. Keep it coming. WonderingJewsPodcast@gmail.com, as well as our Twitter handle, which is Jews Wondering. We post a lot of content there. It's really great. Our intern does a great job with it. It's Roy.
So stoked about this internship.